Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we didn't get to do it yesterday, so let's talk to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Bill, I was listening to your older episodes.
Yeah.
I was riveted by your interview with Stephen Williford, the barefoot defender. Wow.
Yes, sir.
You said you took a video of that as well?
Yeah, that's going to be for the TV show. I did a TV interview with him. It was amusing because Stephen likes to wear his cowboy hat, but he didn't have the lighting. With the cowboy hat on, with the lighting that he had, I wouldn't have been able to see his face. So
his face was in the shade.
His face was in the shade, so I had to do it sans cowboy hat. But it's quite the riveting story. The way he tells it, especially the part when that kid's there with the pickup truck on the corner and he's just witnessed all this, and he runs up to him expecting the kid to floor it and take off, and then the kid just looks at him and goes, "Get in." You know, that well, you don't mess with Texas, I guess.
I think that's right. Two guys said, "If not us, then who?"
Yeah.
And saved dozens of lives, which is the rule rather than the exception. And Williford's, you know, it reminded me of some of the stories about George Washington. Like, I had every expectation that I wasn't going to survive, but somehow I did. Yes. Wow.
Yes. Stephen is quite the guy.
Do you know when that video might be posted? Because I went and looked on One American News Network and didn't see it.
Yeah, we're right now in the middle of doing some things. It may be a shift away from OANN, but it'll be a better place if we go there. But we're still working with it. One OANN. The thing I was probably a little premature with the announcement because it turns out they actually want to have quite a bit of content in the can, so once it does start to roll, that they can just roll with it, and then that makes my production schedule a little easier. As it is and as it sits right now today, I have 9 completed episodes there with them. And what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start releasing some of the interviews on YouTube.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So. Well, I mean, I hate YouTube, but I'm eager to see them.
Well, it isn't so much that I hate YouTube. I'm monetized on YouTube. I mean, I got monetized on YouTube. So they may not like that story that Steven's going to tell, but it's just going to be two talking heads. So I'm going to do it just to see if it gets monetized.
Yeah.
Just to see if it gets monetized. Anyway, yeah, Stephen Williford is quite the interesting cat.
There are I was speaking to a young man this morning, and he confused Williford with the other defender, whose last name I forget, Jack, out in White Settlement, Texas.
Was it Wilson or Snyder or something like that?
Yeah, I want to say Jack Wilson.
Yeah.
And, wow, that slides out of the public consciousness. Thank you. And the article I wrote last week about the new gun control bills passed in the House, I think that sort of came as a surprise to people. They forget Oh, yeah, that is what the Democrats said they were going to do. I mean, I've got friends who are Democrats. Some of them are gun owners. Many of them are gun owners. And they call themselves pro-gun Democrats. And I'm trying to figure out what that means. If the ninjas know, get in touch with me. You know, in 2020, the Democrat Party ran on gun control. It wasn't like something that Biden just blurted out at a late night cocktail party. No, Beto O'Rourke said, "Well, take your guns." And Biden said, "Yeah, he's my man, and I'm going to come for the NRA." And Kamala Harris has been fighting against the rights of concealed carriers in California for the better part of a decade. She said the Second Amendment applies to the militia, but not to individual rights to keep and bear arms, even though she had a permit. Wow. There are no A-rated Democrats in the House, though there used to be. So what does it mean, Bill, to be a pro-gun Democrat?
You'd have to show me one. I don't know. You know, maybe Joe Manchin. We'll see how pro-gun he is. We'll see how pro-gun he is. A lot of people out there saying, well, you know, he was with Manchin Toomey, except the Manchin Toomey bill was nothing like what they're proposing.
No.
And Trump won West Virginia by like 24%. So I'm almost certain that Joe Manchin enjoys being the most powerful politician in the United States today. Because
right.
he is
offering him everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that if he were to cave and give in on the filibuster after he said he was not going to do that, I think his political career is over. So, and Kyrsten Sinema has also said that she's not going to go against the filibuster. So there's still that in place as well. And they would still have to get 60 votes to do that.
When a politician says, "I won't do that," does that mean I'm not going to accept the offers I've received so far, or is that
that's hard to tell? That's really hard to tell. I mean, no way to tell with that because they're politicians. They're not speaking.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're not speaking with conviction. I'm convinced of that. I mean, there's some of them. Sinema seems to really enjoy sticking it to the Democrats. She seems to enjoy it. Manchin, on the other hand, I think Manchin has this idea that we should all be, you know, that we should all be, he's coming from the left, right, or the left center, and everybody else should be coming from the right center if they're Republican. And he doesn't really want to go full on socialist. And I think that may be the saving grace, but we'll see. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, Bloomberg spent $100 million in the last election cycle.
Yeah.
He expects a return on his investment. So meaningless votes in the House that don't make it through the Senate, Manchin could find himself primaried by a socialist. And that socialist could have, I don't know, $30 million of Bloomberg bucks?
Well, you know, money doesn't win nothing, really. Money buys advertising and pays your staff. I mean, in South Carolina, Jamie Harrison spent $104 million trying to take out Lindsey Graham and still lost by 10 points. Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, if Joe Manchin were to actually hold the line and actually perform the way his constituents want him to, which seems to be a thing that escapes all politicians, if you would just perform the way your constituents want you to, then that coveted job that you love so much, you get to keep. And, you know, if he realizes that, you know, Trump realized that. Trump realized that populism, nationalist populism, was the thing. I mean, conservatism is basically dead.
Right.
It's dead. That died with the Cold War. Now that whole term and movement has been conscripted by the establishment, just like the Tea Party was. So, anyway, we're coming up on the first break. How do people find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com, and I write the Armed Citizens column each week on Ammoland. Once a week, Bill, thank you, and we juggle it in until I get to join you in the ninjas. Thank you.
Roger that. You stand by. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
Bill, do you remember our buddy Paloma Campagna?
Yes.
I called her up because there was some detailed language in the two bills that the House passed last week, H.R. 8 and H.R. 1446. She is an accomplished appellate lawyer, and I wanted her interpretation. The H.R. 8, that was the mandatory background check bill, has language in it that says you can't sell or transfer a firearm. That means, obviously, if it gets a new owner, that's a sale. If it gets a new possessor, that's a transfer. Oh, but don't worry, there are exceptions if you're at a licensed shooting range or licensed target shooting range. Well, what if the place you shoot isn't licensed? What if, oh, you're there for a combat handgun class? You're there for just a basic firearm safety class. That's not a target shooting event. Target shooting is extremely specific, particularly when we deal with legal definitions. Great. So it looks like it covers us when we need it, but it doesn't. H.R. 1446 gave the feds 10 days rather than 3 to process a background check. What I worry about, and I've worried ever since we had Barack Obama in office, is that we're going to do to the country what Illinois Democrats did to the poor citizens in Illinois. Yeah, we'll get to your background check. Did we say instant? I'm busy. It's been a couple of hours. I have a coffee break to go on. And now, instead of 3 days, it can be 10. Oh, and after those 10, maybe the gun store will issue you your permit. We'll see what the ATF thinks of that. You, at that point, though, can apply to the FBI to say, why did you ignore me? And they have 10 days to answer that.
See, there's a couple of things in play with this that I haven't had explained to me. In my state, yep. If I have a concealed carry license, I don't go through a background check.
Okay. You would so now.
Why?
Because it's federal law.
But I mean, it's federal law. You go through a background check anyway. But in my state, they've adopted a law that if you have a concealed carry permit, that you do not have to go through the federally mandated FFL background check. And there's other states that do that as well.
So what I hope you're telling me is that, and I don't understand it that way, again, let's get Paloma on to explain this to us.
Sure.
Because that would be great. Hey, everybody, all you guys out there with background, with carry permits, you're exempt. You can do person-to-person sales because you're certified good guys. That meets the so-called intent of the law. We don't want a bad guy to get a gun. Well we've already solved that problem.
This is the thing about this stuff that I don't think, and I wish somebody would interview me so I could just tell them that. when we got background checks, that was going to stop all crimes. It was going to save so many people. And they do have a figure that is 90% false positives of how many people have been denied. Which they never bring that out. They always just use the number of how many people have been denied. There's no proof that gun control has ever stopped anything. There's no proof the background check law has ever stopped anything. In fact, we know two instances, Sutherland Springs and Charleston, where it failed miserably. Right?
Right.
So we know gun control led to the death of Carol Bowne in New Jersey.
Yes.
So here's the thing. Every time they want more gun control, this is just telling me that they are saying, well, the gun control we have has failed.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm onto their game. They don't respect the Second Amendment. And the biggest problem they've got is I think there's like 36 states that do. And that's where their problem is going to come from, because they can pass a lot of laws, and they're going to pass a lot of laws in the House. But, I mean, right now the laws that they're passing, the COVID relief bill that they're passing, where less than 10% of the money is actually going to people, and they're using that to wash away the red ink and all of these blue cities and everything, that's going to come back and haunt them. That's going to come back and haunt them. Everything they're doing is costing them. And gun control is not something that anybody wants. It's not a problem. Gun crime is not a problem right now. Even with the spikes in the cities where they allowed the riots and everything else, I mean, they can get out there and say, well, these were mostly peaceful. Yeah, that guy got killed in the peaceful riot. Yeah, sure. But beyond that,
we are seeing spikes in crime. And I was talking to a guy who used to be a cop, and he goes, look, if you're a criminal, you have to go rob, cheat, and steal because that's how you make your money. We don't have as many people out on the streets. And now they're robbing. Carjackings have gone up phenomenally all across the country. That's now where the criminals find their victims. Wow. Isn't that fascinating, Bill, though? The media wants to sensationalize crime, and then lots of people who don't know the stats that you've handled for 20 years believe what they see on TV and go, oh, I need to get a gun. And then the media with one breath goes, yes, you do, because the world's dangerous. No, you don't. You wouldn't want a gun. Well, which is it? Silliness.
I would be willing to get up there with a gun control proponent and
right.
have somebody just put on a boxing glove and just lightly punch them in the face. Very light. Just taps, right?
Sure.
For 11.11 minutes. Because that's the average response time for police in the United States.
Yep.
And have a punch counter. Let's see, you got punched 6,000 times in 11.11 minutes. Does that seem like something acceptable to you? For somebody that's in a home invasion, does that seem acceptable to you? But anyway, coming up, tell people how to find you real quick.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. Each one of those comes out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing's picked up at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. And from there, it goes to Amaland. Thanks, Bill.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is on the road selling the massive stimulus/COVID-19 relief bill he signed recently. Biden visiting Smith Flooring in Chester, Pennsylvania. regarding that COVID relief bill. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, says some of the things we aren't hearing from the president include...
Well, think about this. He didn't brag about giving checks to inmates. He didn't talk about what taxes he's going to raise. I mean, this should have been a targeted bill. Less than 9% of this bill has anything to do with COVID. Less than 1% has to do anything with vaccines. He didn't talk about how much waste is going to be in this.
Texas's two senators are leading a trip for lawmakers to the border next week. Republican Senator John Cornyn says the Biden administration won't admit the surge in illegal immigration is a major problem. And you're listening to USA Radio News. After reports of dangerous blood clots developed in patients receiving AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccines, several European countries have halted the immunizations.
Those countries include Spain, Germany, Italy, and France. There have been 37 reports of the blood clots developing after more than 17 million doses. I questioned Dr. Mark Sherwood, author of the book Fork Your Diet, if there is reason for concern.
It's inherently reasonable to assume there could be potential side effects. Now, regarding the blood clots at this moment, do we know or not for sure if the vaccines are the direct contributor? We don't. And could they be? Yes. Might they not be? Yes.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Retail sales in February off 0.3%. The experts had forecast a 0.6% drop. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Before you go, I wanted to ask you about this. How's this new thing with the Polite Society working out for you guys? Is that doing good?
Yes, it is. SAF took it over. Paul Lathrop, the founder of Polite Society, essentially gave it to them. He now works for SAF. He's working. When he was a truck driver, he said, I'd be gone. I'd never get to see my wife. Now that I'm working for SAF, I'm working so hard, I still don't get the chance to see my wife.
Yeah.
But at least he's at home. That's great.
Outstanding. So.
Good citizenship. Political activism begins at home. I live in Louisiana. I'd heard that someone in the Louisiana House proposed a constitutional carry bill. I went and looked it up. Yeah, it's there. It's not too bad. So I called my state rep, and then I emailed him. Happened to have his personal email. And he comes back within an hour and says, you know, I don't like co-sponsoring bills. To me, that feels like stolen valor. You know, people who won't even support the bill, you know, they won't argue with their colleagues about it, can claim they co-host it, but I do support this, and I'll vote for it. And that was within an hour. I was impressed. I appreciate his prompt reply, as well as his the attitude that I thought was the right way.
Every now and again, they're going to get right. You know, that's just like broken clocks. They're right twice a day.
They're right. Well, a lot of us have a lot to fix about our local broken clocks. That bill that passed last week, H.R. 8, there were 8 Republican congressmen that voted for it. Congressmen from Florida, Pennsylvania, New York,
yeah.
New Jersey, Michigan, Florida, Illinois. Come on. The citizens have to speak up. I published that list on my podcast or on my blog. Yeah, well, come on, guys. They need to hear from us. Otherwise, they'll do it again. And you were saying gun control fails. Isn't that – and I'm still pointing my finger at the media. Chicago journalists routinely go – oh, my God, it was a horrible weekend in Chicago. And what was it, 35 this last weekend? I think I've seen both 35 and 40 number of people shot, 5 killed, you know, guys just walking, 50-year-old men just walking their dog, get shot. Kids who, a couple that was just sitting on their porch, they're not a gangbangers. They're caught in the crossfire. They get shot. A kid who was in a car, a little girl, gets shot. And they won't drop the dime on these criminals who are doing the shooting. And it, so with one breath, they say, we need gun control to save us. They won't finger these murderers. And then they sort of refuse to look at Chicago and go, what gun control law have you guys left out? You guys have all that you could ask for. And it's not working because the society's broken. Wow.
Well, it, you know, see, you're getting down to these root causes, which is where they actually need to go.
I think.
And they don't. It's easier to go after the law abiding than it is the law breaking.
Yep.
If you look at the way gun control reminds me of the way they regard religion.
Oh.
They will look at white Christians all day long and talk all the smack about white Christianity. But they won't, you know why they do that? Because white Christians don't go around beheading people.
Right. We don't go and burn down their homes.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, like, but Islamic fundamentalism, where they, you know, we have the Charlie Hebdo affair. We have what happened in Paris. You know, Paris had a really bad year in 2015. With all the Islamic stuff happening there. And, you know, we had the thing in Garland, Texas, where you had some Islamic guys going to try to hit a convention where like Pamela Geller was speaking.
Right.
And do we talk about them? No, it's not a religious thing. It's an idea.
Right. Isn't it amazing how things morph between a movement and an idea depending on what spin the media wants to throw? I'm beating up the media today, Bill. Present company clearly accepted. I did get a press release that I was glad to read, though, by the Second Amendment Foundation.
Right.
And they said, hey, it's wonderful that there was a lawsuit that we weren't part of. And I went, there is such a thing. What? Tell me about this. Because they're in their hands in everything. Thank goodness. You and I remember a couple years ago where the Boulder City Council had to show how woke it was and said, all right. All you guys in the Boulder city limits, Boulder, Colorado, register your assault weapons or we'll, I don't know what we'll do. We won't do anything. And nobody did. Well, and then somebody took it to court, and I doesn't even tell me who was doing that. And a Colorado judge said, no, sorry, guys. Go back to imitating a homeowners organization on steroids. That's just City Council of Boulder. We have preemption laws in Colorado. You can't issue your own firearms regulations. This is unconstitutional. It's illegal. It has no standing. If you cited anybody for it, they're innocent. March on. Well, yeah, except how long did that take? 3 years for that court case to wind its way through? I don't know if when this case was initially brought, if the law was stayed while the court case was considered. But it is nice to see, wow, your opinion and mine of judges has taken a real hit. But occasionally, like, as you say, a broken clock, occasionally they do get it right.
Yeah, it has become, I'm waiting for the whole politically correct thing to implode on them to where they can no longer sustain that anymore. When that happens, it's going to be a clearinghouse of things, and people are going to be running around. They'll be open carrying guns, and they'll have Dr. Seuss books hanging from their chest, and a copy of Peter Pan in their back pocket. So, they'll be going after all the politically correct tropes that are out there that they've tried to turn into things. Because I don't care what anybody says. Nobody likes being micromanaged to the point of how they think. Nobody likes that. Nobody's going to go for that. I mean, we saw that in East Germany. We've seen that in the Soviet Union. You see that in Iran. In Iran, there's the kids of Iran, the youth of Iran, the millennials and down. They're not Islamic fundamentalists. They want their MTV. So tell everybody how to find you real quick, please, sir.
My blog's at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I write the Armed Citizen column on Amaland. And once a week, I get to play with Bill.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text TECH to 485-42 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 485-42. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 485-42. Text TECH to 485-42.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, excuse me, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse, we've been discussing the media merry-go-round and the political two-step that sometimes they get right, and it's almost like that's it's almost like it's an accident when they do something right. It's like, wait, people like that?
Well, okay. I'll report, you decide. How's that?
Yeah.
A senator out of Florida, state senator, proposed a bill to restore gun rights automatically to nonviolent felons as soon as they serve their sentence. Time served, probation, payment of any court or financial penalties, but only for nonviolent crimes. The guy goes, I quote, "I don't see any justification why someone with a nonviolent conviction a decade ago can't go hunting with their son." Now, we have rights restorations in several states, but it's at the discretion of the courts. If you will, our rights are may issue rather than shall issue. I judge, it's been forever. It was a tax issue. I was deployed. I paid it when, I became a felon. It turns out recidivism rates go down when civil rights are restored. So is that an accident, or was that good guys doing good things?
With nonviolent people, I mean, most crimes are committed by young men.
Right.
Most, like your gangbangers, are, they're not 40-year-old guys.
Right.
If they, if they commit a crime, most of the time it's done by somebody, I imagine, between the ages of 18 and 30. Just guessing. I haven't done. So if they did something as a young man, and if it was a nonviolent something, then I don't really see an issue with that. Because if we're going to get out there and tell these guys, if you paid your debt to society, you get a second chance, shouldn't we be doing that?
Yes, shouldn't we live up to our words?
There's certain crimes that we should look at them and say, you can't pay it back. You might be able to walk the streets, but that's just the way it is. That's as far as we can take it. And let it be that way. But
I so dislike New Jersey and its politicians. When I read this story, this next one, I went, really? I had to double check. But this came out of the New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Club news brief. They went to their Senate Law and Public Safety committees and said, look, people have mental health upsets. We in this state, it's easy to then forbid them from owning arms. We want people to seek treatment, and we have a process. It's called expungement, just like we were talking about restoration of rights after you commit a crime. Well, in this case, your mental history follows you forever. And they said, no, wait a minute. This guy's better. Let the physicians that treated him show that it's better. You know, if it was cancer brain and he's on all these chemotherapy drugs, and we said, man, you're not yourself. We're going to scoop up your guns because you're not competent to have them right now. Oh, he's done with that. A couple months go by. God, it's great to have you back. Well, let's expunge that earlier mental health statement. And that passed through the Senate committee by a unanimous vote of 6-0. And I just went, New Jersey? New Jersey just didn't mess with gun owners for sport? Now, it may not make it all the way through the Senate and then through the House in New Jersey, but I went, wow. The voice of reason somehow squeaked out in New Jersey. I was so pleased.
Hard for me to imagine being pleased about anything that happens in New Jersey.
I know. Well, Virginia's, you know, almost in the same bag these days. But I think Virginia has been sued so many times.
And yeah, Virginia is, they're not bringing up any new gun control right now in Virginia.
Well, and I wonder why. But the thing that I saw was that Northam signed an executive order, the governor of Virginia, the Democrat, the very Democrat governor of Virginia, said, oh, yeah, you know, because of COVID, we won't let you meet to take firearms classes, but there are online classes. Yes, if you took those online classes, you can then apply for your carry permits, because otherwise we've made it illegal and deserve the lawsuit that's staring us in the face. I think that's the residual of all the lawsuits brought by the Second Amendment Foundation and the Firearms Policy Coalition, and the fact that they've won them in states like Virginia, in that same legislative federal district, and said, yeah, you know, our rights didn't go away because of a virus from China. And Northam said, yeah, I don't want to lose this one in a federal court. I like it.
Well, these court losses, they get reported about as often as self-defense gun stories do, don't they?
Well, yeah. Yes. That's why I'm so glad people listen to your show, Bill.
Yeah, I point them out when it happens. I just, the thing that bugs me the most about gun control and the fact that it does pass, even though we do take it into court, and even though SAF, for example, is very successful with their record, is that takes years, right, like you were pointing out earlier.
Yeah.
And if the electorate were diligent and actually understood who and what they were voting for, I would so enjoy that. It'd be so much better just to get it right the first time. Because they never repeal a law. They've never repealed anything. The last time I think they repealed anything was prohibition. And that was with another amendment. They didn't repeal it.
Right. Well, at the federal level, okay, I've got, boy, I wish, okay, here we agree to disagree. We've got 3 minutes. Okay, three great news stories.
Sure.
This was the Idaho House said, hey, I want to see armed staff in Idaho schools. So that's in the Idaho House right now, saying local school districts can arm their staff. A recently passed permitless carry removed in Montana, removed the prohibition of carry in schools. You and I can carry in Montana schools, but school boards can disarm their employees. So it becomes a matter of a school board saying, we want you disarmed. They have to take an affirmative step to disarm that. Now, what I wonder, A, will that apply to school volunteers? Because there's no employer-employee relationship in that case. And also, if there is an attack in a Montana school, does that school, if I were, if I had a kid in those schools, in fact, if I lived there, I'd go, by the way, I'm going to, in court, I'm going to say that I asked you, I stated that I thought you were liable if anything happens in our schools. You told me it would make them safer. I disagreed. So now I have your claim that it will make them safer. And now we'll see what would happen in a court of law where you are sued for damages. We see similar things in Texas to get more armed staff in schools. We see in West Virginia a campus carry bill introduced, more adult defenders. I think that's wonderful.
It's splendid. And it's, you know, if you look around the states, it's actually the right is getting looser and more liberal, actual liberty bound.
Yes.
Than it is in the federal government. And that's where I hope things put the federal government askew. That's my hope. So,
that was why I felt so passionate about hoping that constitutional carry comes to my state. Can you imagine? We've got, yes, you can go everywhere with a gun, but you can't loan one to your neighbor who's got a stalker.
We'll see how that works out. Tell everybody real quick how to find you before we run out of time.
I write the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I also write, my blog is slowfacts.wordpress.com. Bill, thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.